When California Governor Jerry Brown signed Senate Bill 54 into law last week, he turned California into a so-called sanctuary state. The new law will take effect in January and will limit state and local law enforcement agencies from enforcing federal immigration law. With me to talk about the impact SB 54 may have is Gabriel Chin. He's a law professor at the University of California Davis School of Law. And Gabriel, what exactly does this law do and what does it allow for and not allow for?
Basically, it limits the ability of California law enforcement agencies and law enforcement officers to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. People convicted of serious violent crimes will be turned over to the feds by state law enforcement agencies, but people convicted of less serious crimes or people not convicted of crimes at all, the cooperation is going to be more limited and more restricted. It also limits the ability of California law enforcement officers to participate in joint task forces with federal agencies, particularly if those joint task forces have anything to do with immigration enforcement.
How similar or dissimilar will this be to how law enforcement had handled this population before, either in law or in practice?
Well, the thing that's interesting about this is that it's trying to create a uniform statewide policy. In the past, there's a large diversity, and every law enforcement agency, every sheriff's office, every police department could do basically whatever they wanted to do. And there were a number of them that had the policies that are in the new law already. There were many of them that limited their cooperation with federal immigration authorities, but other agencies were enthusiastic about turning over people who might be deportable, and they did not limit what they did at all. So what this is designed to do is to make it much more consistent across the state.
From what you've heard, what has the reaction been either from the law enforcement community or the legal community about what they think the impact of this new law might be, whether they think it's a good idea or not?
Well, a number of agencies, as I say, including many of the larger agencies, there's a group called the Major City Chiefs Association, a national group. There are a lot of agencies that think that it undermines public safety to have state and local officers working too closely on federal immigration matters. And so a number of law enforcement leaders and law enforcement agencies are of the view that it would be better to keep immigration enforcement separate, and therefore this is a good policy that will promote public safety. And other agencies take a different view and believe that catching people who commit even relatively low-level crimes and removing them from the country by turning them over to federal immigration authorities will promote public safety because the people who are deported won't commit crimes in the U.S. Among the legal community, I think what's going on is a lot of interest in what's going to happen legally because the statute creates the new law creates a lot of questions, a lot of constitutional questions about the authority of state and federal government, what is called separation of powers under federalism. That is to say, how much can the federal government force the states to help them with immigration? How much can the states refuse to do the federal government's bidding? And to be clear, nothing in this law prevents the federal government from doing whatever it wants. The state has absolutely no authority, and this law doesn't purport to exercise the authority to stop the federal government from coming into California and doing what they want to do.
Do you get the sense, or have you heard rumblings, that there might be a legal challenge to this new law in the offing?
Well, I think there'll be legal challenges along a couple of dimensions. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see agencies that want to cooperate with the federal government to argue that under federal law, this is an effort to interfere with federal law enforcement, and therefore it's invalid. It's preempted by federal law. And so I would expect agencies that want to cooperate to challenge this law, maybe officers or unions of police officers that want to cooperate will challenge the law. I think the federal government will challenge the law in a couple of ways. Certainly in terms of what the administration has already talked about is that states and localities that pass laws like this might be ineligible for federal grants. That will continue, and the administration might force the issue by denying federal grants and declining to hand over funds that California or localities would otherwise be entitled to. And I think the federal government, I could imagine the federal government going into court either on its own or as part of another lawsuit and saying, look, the kinds of restrictions that this law puts on state officers who want to cooperate with the federal government violate federal law. So, yeah, I think that this will be challenged in court in a range of ways.
Gabriel Chin is a professor of law at the University of California Davis School of Law. Professor Chin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.